Hello, you all. This is Gosha from Cosmic Agency. Hello, how are you doing? I have some interesting things to share with you today. Also, some very serious things. I will mention in the second part of this video, I'm going to mention disclosure, governmental disclosure, and why the extraterrestrial presence will not be disclosed through the official governments as we know them. So please stay tuned for the second part of the video. I'll go there in the second part. Okay, so what am I going to talk about in the first part? Some time ago, I think it was around July last year, we had a surprise visit from the very special Thai Gaten lady. Yes. So we didn't just speak to Svaru all this time. We interacted with different Thai Gaten people, and one of them was Muna, who was the leader, and I understand she still is, even though I can't verify anything right now. We are not in touch with them anymore at this moment. So she was the leader of the Thai Gaten. Of the whole Thai Gaten society, she was the leader of the Thai Gaten Council. So she came all the way from their society, from their planet, in order to, among other things, of course, in order to investigate this communication with Svaru and with us and what's happening, whether there were no rules of engagements being broken. Because, as you know, the Federation has all kinds of policies and rules regarding the open and direct engagement with humans. So, Thai Gatens are a part of the Federation, so they have to, in a way, follow those regulations. So, Muna came here in order to inspect us and this communication with Svaru, whether maybe too much information was given or how it was given. So, long story short, she was present in the conversation. There was another Thai Gaten woman present in the conversation, and that was Rachel. I already told you about the Rachel, and videos with her will be presented next in my channel. And we were all chatting at the same time with Robert, me, Robert, Rachel, Muna, and Asket. Asket also was present, who was, right now, I don't know, a military leader of the Thai Gaten fleet. I am bringing this up in a way in order to draw your attention to the importance of this communication, and to draw your attention to the importance of the information that I will be sharing with you, and why, and then I will explain you why is it so important. Well, and it's not my words, according to them, as they revealed to us in this communication, in that communication in July, it has never been done in such a direct way with the humanity. As Rachel here stated herself, we have never been closer to you than now. You are making history, literally, as we speak. And not only for Earth. Countless races are observing, the entire Federation, and more. It has never been done on this scale. And here, they are referring to the information that we have been sharing, both me and Robert. Because at this time, in the English world, it's still a very small portion of what has been revealed in the English channel, as I keep saying. They were referring to both of us. I am not mentioning this, by the way, this is very important to clarify, to draw attention to me or to Robert in any way. I am making this point in order to draw your attention to the importance of the information given. So you can really truly appreciate, just like we do, what has been shared so far and what will be shared still throughout my videos. This, according to them, has never been done on this scale. The Federation is watching, and is watching also because they are observing the interaction and the reaction of the humanity to these messages and to this information. And not just Federation, but other races are watching. They are learning the protocols of the engagement, of the engagement with the humans, and they are all learning through this process. Just as we are learning and we have learned, it's them, they, and when I say we, I mean all of us, you viewers as well, we are learning so much through this interaction. But as much as we are learning, they are also observing and analyzing and studying all this. Here I expressed to Rachel and Muna and Asket how thankful I am and how much we desire this for years and years. And the response is this: well, we are here, just probably not in the way you imagined. And it's true, I have never imagined this kind of interaction. I've always imagined that maybe if I see something, I will be lucky if I see a figure coming out of the, I don't know, the tree, appearing somewhere and saying a few words and disappearing. That was my idea. That was my idea. Or some kind of a light beam, no, appearing in my room. That was my idea. But no, they are very physical. They are people. So they, well, I think they could do that, appear in some kind of a holographic light cloud in your room. But anyway, I don't think they do that. So this is the response. We are here, just probably not in the way you imagined. It is all happening, this interaction and their work. It's happening to prepare people to pass to 5D. And also to prepare them for our arrival, if it is decided that it is convenient. I'm not sure I mentioned this here in the English channel, but yes, they are preparing for the possible arrival. Now, dates, this is a very, very, very careful subject and very delicate subject, because ascension, as I have always been stressing, as Varu has been stressing, it's an individual process, an individual transition. It just appears as it is collective, because we are all focusing at the same point, but we are all living in our own universe and our own timeline. So it is a personal transformation. The date here, really, that's why it cannot be really given. However, it was mentioned between 2020 and 2030, perhaps. Now, no guarantees. This is not a prediction. So don't quote me on this if the year arrives and nothing happens. As they say here, if it is decided that it is convenient, because things happen there, things change there all the time. So what seems convenient at one point may result not so convenient next year, next month, tomorrow, in 10 years. They are a very fluid society. Their engagement with our society is also very fluid. They adapt their understandings of how they should proceed according to what they discover along the way. So this is a very general prediction, let's say. So let me continue to what they said. Never before has a contact between us and humanity been so open and direct. From many points of view, the message that you have given already, I'm talking about my and Robert's Spanish channel, exceeds that given by all other contacts together, at least during the 20th and 21st centuries. And it exceeds what other races have achieved by far. It exceeds what Billy Mayer has given also. The problem is that the others have been contacts by channeling. Yes, we are not the only contacts. Of course, there has been a lot of information given also through channeling. But direct engagement, direct contact, this has been by far the greatest achievement. And it's again, I am not saying this to draw the attention to myself. Just the opposite. I want you to be directing your attention to the magnitude of the information and the message. And so this is it. This is the disclosure. This is part of the disclosure efforts. It will not happen through the government. I will mention more about it in the second part of the video. It will not happen through the government. It will happen through ordinary people like me, like Robert, and like hundreds of others. So it's incredible. It's incredible. So I just wanted to mention that because, you know, when I say much more to come, believe me, much more to come. I'm going to start translating all the Robert's videos, and it's going to be amazing. I think you're going to like it very much. Having said this, I also want to clarify one thing. Even though they have shared a lot of information with us and we have been sharing this through our YouTube channel, this doesn't in any way diminish their presence or limit their presence only to YouTube. I know now you may not understand what I'm going with it, but I hope to clarify. Their presence here in the orbit and within our society is much more than even what we have been doing here with this information. There is so much more behind what they are as a society, as individual people, even metaphysically speaking. There's so much more behind their purpose and who they are and what they are doing. People might have the vision or the perception of what they are or how they are, based on our videos. But keep in mind that even the videos, even though we try to be very thorough with the information and very loyal to the correct translation of the information, even though we are, it is still in a way our presentation of their image, how we understand them, the choice of topics, the choice of the videos, the choice of, you know, the graphics. Everything drives your attention to perceive them in a certain way, but it's ours. So just keep that in mind. They are not just how they may be perceived through our videos. Their presence is much more. They are doing so many more very important things on many important levels. YouTube is just one small portion of what they are about and what their tasks and their involvement here is about. Very, very small portions. Just as they said some time ago, they didn't come all these 400 or whatever number, I don't remember numbers, light years from their planets to just appear on YouTube. Their purpose here and their mission is much greater and far more significant than this. So just keep that in mind. Even though touching the masses through these videos information is important, because as we spoke before, the matrix reacts to the human consciousness and how we perceive things and what we project into the matrix reprograms the matrix. So our role is crucial and very important. However, this is not what they are all about through these videos. Keep that in mind. There is a strong, vital, very important, very significant, very relevant, very powerful presence beyond any of this still. Okay, with this out of the way, I would like to now talk about a little bit about Svaru herself. We had this personal conversation about what her life was like before she came here, what she is like. And I was reading this 2 days ago, and I would like to share it with you. This way you can get to know her a little bit more. And in the process, you will learn a lot of interesting details about some things also. It's not going to be just about her. So let me start to read the conversation that I had with her some time ago, last year. Svaru is saying, "It's hard for me because I'm a starseed here. As I told you many times before, I think she's a 7D starseed in a 5D world, talking to the 3D minds. Everyone is a starseed, but I just got here. That's the difference. Also, that's the case with the starseeds on Earth, being that all there are starseeds. The ones calling themselves starseeds today, when the others are not, is mainly because they just got there. Well, same here for me. It's the way the whole universe works. When a soul is incarnated, where it feels out of place, will make it feel awkward, no matter where it may be." So, an important note here. All of us are starseeds, but when it is mentioned that someone is a starseed, others not, it's just because they just got there. They are fresh in a place. Then I asked the question, "What do you know why you are there, your purpose?" She says, "I do. That's the difference between being a starseed here and there on Earth. I lived a long time in a 7D. I remember. That's why it's hard on me to be here in 5D. Everything is so dense here. I mean, you must eat, you must breathe, take care of high maintenance body, you know. And now, this is how my impression of her was, and I'm sharing this feeling with her. I say, it feels as if you're talking to me, or all of us. It's as if you have passed through it all before, reliving, doing what you must do, steps you must take. But in a way, you know the results and where it goes. It's as if you were just performing the duty of doing this, triggering us, feeling frustrated with our typing, but already seeing us from the future and being here with us in the past, so to speak, seeing us reactivated to something that you already know we are and something you have encountered before, encountering us in a full state. It's as if you lived this before us, this reactivation process. Or it's like you have already seen it in your vision. Seeing the future of it, but having to go through the process before it can be fulfilled. Before what you saw can be fulfilled, but you are there already. That was my feeling. That's the feeling I have when I spoke with her. And she says, you are correct, Gosha, exactly that. And yes, I know what's going to happen, as you clearly stated. I lived all this many times before, not only once. But that's also why I can say that each time around, things are always slightly different. So you, can never be entirely sure of what's going to happen. It's the way the universe works. If you keep digging and digging, you will find that you are many more people. And if you keep going enough, you end up understanding that each and everyone is you, and that you as Gosha, who is reading this, is Source itself. From your point of view, everyone else is your fractal. They are just labels, like the places you've lived in. You are not a role, you are a source. As I know what's going to happen, even if it's not complete, because every time around it's different, I am the guide here for my people and for whoever listens to me. I enlisted to be a fighter pilot when I was younger. Then my qualifications were good enough to be accepted in the temporal elite squadron. In these, you are trained to move timelines for strategic and tactical reasons. They teach you there a lot of theory, and few even finish because it's complicated Tigetan quantum mechanics. But doing my job with the timelines, I started to notice anomalies. Things didn't quite work as they told me they should. What I found is that you cannot ever move someone else's timeline, only yours, and the resulting altered timeline is just an illusion you, the time traveler, is having. So the more I jumped the timelines to alter, fix them, the more I moved my own and only my own. So I got lost. While I was moving things, I lived this again and again, always from another point of view. Example of this is that I was 20 years old in 2016, and now it's 2018 and I am 17. That's how this works here. No linear time. And I cannot possibly remember all the details, much less an individual conversation. But the main notion of what will happen is there, and I do remember. I ask, and what will happen, if you can tell me? Or would that predispose it too much? Zvaru responds, if I tell you, I will make it come to you because you have it in your awareness. Nothing bad, though, on the contrary. So in the end, it's almost as if I didn't really know. If I did tell you with all the details, then I would be sort of playing God, and also whatever I may predict, by the simple fact that I said it, changes it. By the very true nature of time, you cannot alter someone else's timeline, only yours. That is why so many good psychics fail to predict things accurately, because they are perceiving things from their own timeline point of view, and not the other's timeline. So having said this, for all practical reasons,
I cannot truly know the future and what will happen, even having lived this before many times. The old axiom that things can only happen once is true. So, in short, even having lived this again and again, many times, I still cannot predict the future. That's the whole point of my work and what I'm trying to expose to the rest. That the timeline-altering technology and theory is wrong. If one thing is clear to me is that with all this jumping, I am a lot closer to source than what I have ever been. My connection is strong because I am functioning from 7D, closer to source. That's why I can be a guide. But this in no way doesn't make me superior in any way. It makes me take on my shoulders a great responsibility. I see as superior all those brave fragments, source itself, who are there fighting to remember who they really are. Timeline technology, timeline manipulation for any reason, is useless, just a waste of time. All they say about CERN altering the timeline, it cannot be done. Not like that, not directly. You must coordinate the perception of the masses to alter a timeline, so they all see things the very same way. But that hardly is time warping, it's more of a mind job. It's a mind control job, not time altering. That's why it must be done from the inside. That's why the individual ascension is so important. It's the only way to manage this. It's a personal expansion process. And this also means that it's useless to try to move timelines towards a positive one for all the inhabitants of Earth. It cannot be done. All you can do is move your own timeline and perception. So, a 5D Earth is an individual ascension process. No use shooting missiles and bombs. That's all more matrix. People all over the world are impatiently waiting for the event. They are the event. They must be the event. They need not to wait for anything or for anyone. They must be the change now. There is no event. They are the event. Quite amazing, right? I think these words spoke for themselves. I will make a video separately about the ascension process sometime, maybe eight videos in the future, and it will be explained even more about the ascension being a personal and individual process. It's not a collective transformation. So I'm going to leave that part there. Nothing more to add from me. I think it was amazing and powerful in itself. Now, I do want to mention something about disclosure. Yes, as I told you, I will mention something about the disclosure. The disclosure, as I have been explained, will not happen the way we desire it to happen. It will not happen through the governments telling us officially about the extraterrestrial presence on Earth. I myself, some time ago, even believed that it was sort of necessary for the governments to reveal the ET presence, but the way I understand it now, it's not how it is going to unfold. And let me just read what Zvaru said on the subject. The truth is that you already know that the government will not divulge more than a very small percentage. The consequences of a total disclosure are their own destruction. To give a real and total disclosure, first, we would have to remove the cabal and adjust the economy. So, I just want to mention this. The cabal first needs to be removed in order for the ET presence to be announced. And it will be announced, but not through the governments as we know them. These governments that you have there now will never ever disclose any real ET presence. The idea that they will is misleading. They cannot disclose only small, silly things, very carefully calculated by them. If they disclose fully
as people would wish, expect. The game is over for them. They will not do that. That's the last thing they will ever do. The cabal, which does exist, has people doing work that makes them appear as if they are working for disclosure. That's true. So in a way, we have taken the disclosure in our own hands, for bad or for good, and in the scale that we can. I know it's a jungle out there with the information, disinformation and all that. But what we do know is that governments always lie and have every reason and interest to lie and have the power and the money to lie. Private people, I assure you that only the minority lie because they have nothing or little to gain and a lot to lose. Here she's responding to me suggesting that, hey, just as the governments can lie, the private people could be lying as well. However, she's making a good point that the governments, you know, they have every interest to lie and every reason to lie, and they have power and the money to set out the whole lying machine in functioning. Whereas small individual people like myself, for example, we have really nothing to gain with this and everything to lose. Just to give you a short review of my private life, for example, last year, I quit my job. I wanted to dedicate to this fully. And hey, you know, I don't even know if I will be taken back once they see me here talking about the extraterrestrial shows. So I am sacrificing myself on a professional level in so many different ways. Personally, I also have been in a relationship for the last 7 years, and last August it crashed. And there are different reasons for that, but Zvaru communication was a big element in the decision of my partner to leave the relationship behind. And that's fine, that's okay. It's part of the ascension process as well, to leave what doesn't serve us anymore behind and be okay with that. But as you know, me and Robert, we are just ordinary people to whom this communication happened, and we are sharing because we believe it's so important. And we have so much more to lose than to gain on a personal level. I mean, I can't even talk to people about this in a normal setting. So it's not easy to maneuver our personal lives with this on our shoulders. But hey, if you are listening, by the way, the team, we don't care about that, okay? We don't care about our personal sacrifices in this way. What we have gained actually with you and with this knowledge surpasses our little personal sacrifices. They are not even, I don't even see them as sacrifices. I just see them as a necessary elimination of a 3D attachment. Let's leave it at that. Now, she keeps talking about the governments. The governments are completely controlled. Let me just state it that way, in a general way. In a general way, they are completely controlled. What they say is not to be trusted. All its machinery is based on disinformation. A handful of YouTubers, because here some people in the Spanish world are saying that there is a government plot behind us, simple YouTubers. A handful of YouTubers do not compete in the minds of the people against programs of millions of dollars and pounds coming out on a History Channel or on the BBC. That's why this cannot be a government plot. They do not proceed like this. As a plot to misinform a few, it doesn't make sense. Cabal has methods to make that much more efficient. Whoever says that this is a governmental plot simply is not well informed. That's right, you know, the small YouTube channels here and there sharing the videos, this is not on their scale, this is not their league. They have methods to reach masses with disinformation and have all the masses believe certain things all at the same time. They have powerful techniques to lead people's beliefs. They would be probably even offended that anyone is thinking this is a government plot. It's not on their level. So here I'm asking Zvaru, and with this I'm going to end this video. I asked her, Zvaru, all these tasks, us making the videos, you talking to us, training with us with all this information, sharing your wisdom with people, spreading more and more. Is this a part of the preparing the ground for your open contact with Earth between 2020-2030?
Possibly.
And she says with a big capital letters, yes. It's to make people aware of who we are. It will not be done through the governments. The governments will be gone by then, at least the ones you know. Thank you so much for watching. I feel this was an important information. And stay tuned, please, because as I always say, so much more to come. I hope you can join me for the future videos. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here. And until next video. Bye-bye.